Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The mainstream media is not doing its job. Far too often, the media uncritically passes along spoon-fed economic and financial headlines from the U.S. government. There are too many instances where the underlying information contradicts the headlines, but the media fails to dig out the truth, either because they don't understand it, are lazy, or philosophically support it. So, it becomes my job to shine a light on the data that the mainstream media ignores, omits, or distorts. Here are recent examples. Do you think the U.S. economy is slowly starting to improve? Reports that consumer sales are up, banks are earning more profits, and employment is rising could lead you to believe that. None of these are true. Sure, the Bureau of Economic Analysis reports that general business activity in the United States has recovered to its pre-recession levels. If that were true, you would expect at least one other major economic report to confirm it. None do. While the BEA claims that the gross domestic product is growing, inflation-adjusted data for retail sales, production, and housing show this to be a lie. In fact, researcher John Williams of ShadowStats.com reports that gross domestic product has been continuously falling since 2007. Holiday shopping exceeded 2010 levels by 3-4%. That roughly matches the increase in consumer prices as reported by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. At best, sales were flat. Other researchers contend that the quantity of goods sold in the 2011 holiday season were down from 2010. It's no wonder that chains like Sears, Kmart, and Bloomingdale's announced store closings and Tiffany reported falling sales. Bank of America claimed it made $2 billion in the most recent quarter. However, in the fine print, the bank acknowledges that it under-reserved bad debts by $5 billion. JPMorgan Chase was sued last week for allegedly fabricating documents to recover a greater amount of funds in thousands of bankruptcy proceedings. Settling these suits could cost the bank billions. The median average selling price of homes in 2011 was the lowest since 2002. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, non-farm civilian employment declined by more than 2.5 million in the past 3 years, while the number of unemployed rose 4.8 million. At the conclusion of their meeting this afternoon, the Federal Open Market Committee is likely to announce a plan to stimulate the real estate market. This will lead to the next round of inflation of the money supply on the order of $1 trillion. Before you make financial decisions on the basis of headlines, protect yourself by first digging into the details. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.